This is the Aspen Public Radio Newscast. I'm your host, Michael Finelli, here with your top stories this Wednesday. The town of Silt is turning off its license plate tracking cameras for now. The AI surveillance cameras are used by local police to investigate crimes. But as Eleanor Bennett reports, the town council is concerned that the technology could infringe on people's data privacy.
Silt town councilors voted unanimously on Monday night to end their contract with the company that makes its cameras, Flock Safety. The decision came after the town requested changes to its contract. This included requiring Flock to pay a large penalty fine if it was found sharing local data with third parties without the town's consent. Flock representative Patrick Ennis attended the meeting and told the council that some changes were possible, but Ennis said the penalty fine was too big given the small size of the town, and Flock didn't agree to the changes.
The feedback that I received, it wasn't approved because of the size of the accommodation.
Several counselors agreed license plate readers are still a useful tool for finding stolen cars or missing people. Mayor Pro Tem Derek Hanrahan suggested putting out a request for proposal, or RFP. That's so the town can consider multiple camera contract options.
The easiest way to drive compliance is to force them to unplug these things, and then we go through a formal RFP process where Flock, along with other vendors, all have to prove to this community that they're handling our data correctly.
This comes after Aspen Journalism found that outside agencies had included local license plate data in nationwide searches for immigration reasons. Colorado law limits when local police can share people's personal information to help with federal immigration enforcement. For Aspen Public Radio and Aspen Journalism, I'm Eleanor Bennett.
Meanwhile, other local communities have also been reconsidering how they use these cameras, and Aspen is moving forward with its plans to install two new tracking cameras later this year. Eleanor Bennett has more on that.
Aspen Police Chief Kim Ferber told city councilors on Monday that her department has already tapped into similar camera systems in neighboring communities. She says the tool has helped officers investigate car crashes, burglaries, and a kidnapping case, but some residents are concerned about who can access the data. Ferber says that's why Aspen will only share the city's camera data when a specific agency requests it for an investigation.
My goal ultimately is to be able to share it with other law enforcement agencies across Colorado, but I think starting it off right now at just the local level I think is important for our community.
Glenwood stopped sharing its system earlier this year after it found outside agencies had included its data in national searches for immigration reasons. Aspen Journalism found similar searches were made in license plate data across Pickens and Garfield counties. Silt's town council voted this week to turn off its cameras for now. Others are reviewing contracts and seeking public feedback. For Aspen Public Radio and Aspen Journalism, I'm Eleanor Bennett.
State lawmakers abandoned a bill earlier this year that would have put guardrails on license plate reader cameras in Colorado. In statewide news, today is the last day of Colorado's 2026 legislative session. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Lucas Brady Woods reports.
As of yesterday, state lawmakers had more than 100 bills still pending. One of the most significant is intended to counter the impacts of a proposed November ballot initiative. If approved by voters, that measure would enshrine transportation funding in the Colorado Constitution and direct the state to spend more money on maintaining roads, bridges, and other infrastructure. But Democrats argue it would take a lot of funding away from core services like education and healthcare as the state faces repeated budget deficits. Lawmakers have until the end of the day to finish their legislative work for the year. They've passed over 180 bills since the session began in January.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. And a major reform of sports gambling in Colorado cleared a key vote in the state legislature last week. But CPR's Ben Marcus reports it won't apply to prediction markets.
Kalshi is a prediction market app that operates outside the state's regulated sports betting market, but it offers a platform that state officials say is virtually indistinguishable from DraftKings or FanDuel, which are licensed and taxed by the state. And Cauchy would not be subject to changes proposed by state lawmakers to sports gambling. That bill would limit daily deposits. It would ban advertising to audiences that are primarily under 21 years old. And it would ban credit card transactions. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A bill to give individuals more information when AI systems are used to make consequential decisions about their lives is headed to the governor. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Benta Berkland has more.
The bill's passage caps off a contentious few years as lawmakers tried to craft regulations on AI, and it replaces a broader bill that was set to go into effect in June. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Robert Rodriguez is the main sponsor.
I've whittled this bill down to more of a discrimination decision bill. It's not as comprehensive, and I am not happy with that. But as you hear from everybody, sometimes when everybody's not happy, that's you're in a good place.
The proposal would go into effect in 2027. It allows people to get more information if they get an adverse decision from an AI system. For instance, they don't get a job or a loan. It ensures an appeal would get meaningful human review. The Colorado Attorney General's office would enforce any discriminatory violations from the AI systems.
That was Benta Berkland for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team, editor Sage Smiley, reporters Reagan Mertz and Sarah Torrey, and me, your host for the day, Michael Finelli. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening and see you next time.